Literary hyperlinks. Mrs. Dalloway. The plot. The action of Mrs. Dalloway is limited to the events of a single day in central London. It opens on a June morning as Clarissa Dalloway, the 51-year-old wife of a politician, leaves home to buy flowers for the party she has organized for the evening. During the day, Clarissa is captured in her many changing moods and memories. We also see her through the eyes and thoughts of other characters. The man she once loved, Peter Walsh, who returns unexpectedly after a period in India, her old friend Sally Seton, her daughter Elizabeth and Lady Bruton. Her day is also contrasted with that of Septimus Smith, a disturbed, shell-shocked war veteran. Septimus has been treated for his nervous disorders by the rational Dr. Holmes, who understands nothing of his pain, and later by Sir William Bradshaw, an insensitive nerve specialist. At the end of the day, he commits suicide by jumping out of the window's room. News of his death intrudes upon Clarissa's party, brought by William Bradshaw and his wife. Learning about this tragic event, Clarissa reflects on how necessary it is for her that Septimus dies, because as he embraces death, she at last can fully embrace life. She felt somehow very like him, the young man who had killed himself. She felt glad that he had done it, thrown it away while they went on living. The novel ends at the party, with Clarissa appearing to Peter, who had been looking for her, in all her enigmatic vitality. Features and themes. Mrs. Dalloway is often considered Woolf's first fully realized novel, a book in which the writer has fully mastered her literary technique. Clarissa Dalloway's interior monologue, interwoven with the sights and sounds of the city, is constructed with a bravura that marks a new phase in the development of the English novel. The beginning of the novel is a brilliant example of the way Virginia Woolf portrays interior time in contrast with chronological time. As Clarissa walks around London, her physical trajectory towards the flower shop is constantly interrupted by the interior tunnels that open up in her mind. She is thrown into the depths of the past and the ascendant terrain of the future. One of Virginia Woolf's literary aims in writing Mrs. Dalloway, as she herself put it, was to dig caves behind her characters. Walking around London, Clarissa's physical impressions of the city are interwoven with her mental associations and reveries, while the dilated quality of her interior time is interrupted by the chimes of Big Ben. Another interesting aspect of the novel is the way the characters of Clarissa and Septimus become mutually dependent, although they are never directly connected apart from at this party scene we are going to read. In her diary, Woolf noted, Mrs. Dalloway seeing the truth, Septimus Smith seeing the insane truth. Like Clarissa, Septimus too moves about London, the brilliant chaos of his mind merging with the physical act of walking. But unlike Clarissa, Septimus is unable to hold together all the threads of experience and sensation that invade his mind and weave them into a meaningful pattern. His choosing to die is inseparable from her acceptance of life, and his death becomes the halo that illuminates her life.